Hello and welcome to a little bonus, Rahul Astapa, which is here to tell you that the proper Rahul Astapa, here's Rahul Astapa, as the cool kids are calling it, is returning. We're recording every Monday in June and July, so starting on June the 1st, going right through to July the 27th at the Leicester Square Theatre. If you go to leicestersquaretheatre.com, you can buy tickets to come and see those. We already have Limmy confirmed for the final episode on the 27th of July. That one's selling really fast, so get in there. We've got a couple of other confirms that I'm holding back till next week. Keep an eye on my Twitter feed. And some exciting possibilities. If you're following me on Twitter, you know people are asking. Bob Mortimer seems to have said he'll do it, but has not got back to me with an exact date. But that will be an exciting one. So it's worth booking ahead and taking a chance, I think, because once these names get announced, generally it sells pretty fast. So you can get in there ahead of the gun. I think all 18 guests are going to be pretty fantastic. I'm trying to get a mixture of comedians, famous comedians, new comedians who I think you're going to like, who will become big in very soon. And also maybe some people who aren't comedians. There's some, again, some interesting possibilities with that. It's always fun to chat to non-comedians in a comedic manner, I think. And also we are doing a Kickstarter for the video Rahul Astapa's, because they cost us about 1,500 quid per episode to put together. And I can't really afford to pay that out myself anymore. I have a small baby, which we'll come to in a second. And we're going to keep on putting out the audios for free, whatever. And it's important to me that this stuff is free for people who can't afford to pay or just don't want to pay. That's fine. But if you want the videos to keep going, then look up our Kickstarter. I'll put the link in the blurb for this. And you can get all kinds of little rewards like... a Trek mask that I've signed or a special mug. I've been slightly preempted. I have a guest here. I like to give new young comics a chance. And I've got a very exciting new comedian here as my guest on this podcast. She's called Phoebe Doris Joy Herring. Bright, happy, shiny fish or something that means. If you take it all down. She is pretty fun. I think she's going to be a funny girl. She's only 11 weeks old at the moment. But she's making me laugh with some funny faces. So I thought I'd make her a little special guest as a star of the future. Well, not that I'm forcing her to become a comedian to avenge my failure as a comedian. I'm not forcing her to become the most successful comedian ever and she can win. You know, I'm not saying she's got to go ahead and win the Edinburgh Comedy Awards and when she accepts it, put her fingers up and go, "That's for my dad, you motherfuckers. Why didn't you ever recognise how brilliant he was?" It's not. I'm not directing all my own prejudices and disappointments into her, but I think she'll be a funny comedian. She's got a funny parent and she's got a funny face, haven't you, Phoebe? So how are you doing? Are you all right? Are you glad to be on? You're probably best known, aren't you, for appearing in the Metro column that I write. Yeah, and that's you're being a disappointment. Sometimes you get a guest who doesn't say all that much. Have you ever tried to kiss your own monkey? Don't look shifty, Phoebe. I know you have. I've seen you kiss your monkey, and it's most inappropriate. It's of a different species. You're much too young to be kissing monkeys anyway. All right. Would you rather have a hand made out of ham or an armpit that's spent sun cream? No? Not gonna talk? Are you clammed up? Usually you're very talkative. Yeah, well, that's... So what's that? Is that a hand made of ham or a... Which is it? You're holding up your hand as if... But that could be... Does that mean you want the ham made of ham? Or is that you're showing me your armpit? I mean, I think for you, the armpit of sun cream would probably be more useful. Yeah, I think you're... I think she's moving her arm, which I think is just, you know, the way that she would get the sun cream to come out. Is that right? Just make a sound if that's right. Okay, that's right then. It's kind of hard to speak to her because she hasn't not yet acquired that language. So she's got this little thing. Yeah, I'm glad you're getting a bit more talkative. What do you mean this is an abuse of my fatherhood to try and use you as a way to get people to give me money? That's what... Do you know how much you cost me? You're very, very expensive and I have to try and claw some of that money back. So anyway, yes, there's a Kickstarter of Rahul Astapa, Phoebe. And that will go to... If we can raise £30,000, which is how much it will cost to film the next series, then we would film it. If we don't, we won't. This means that the money that people give to the badges at gofasterstripe.com badges/badges will go all to the new series of As It Occurs to Me. If we use the badge money, which we did for the last series, then we'll just use up our whole year's money filming Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast. And I think the people giving badges would prefer As It Occurs to Me to come out. So we'll see about that. But so it's in your hands. If you would like to continue seeing the videos of Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast, then please just go and make a donation. It can be a pound. It can be up to £1,500. You can pay for a whole episode and get a little advert for yourself or your small company. I don't want big corporations coming in on this, though no one seems to be. You know, I'll big you up and take the piss out of you, and you'll get to come to the show, ask questions, whatever you want. You can be as involved or uninvolved as you want to be if you went for that. But you can give a pound and get nothing, you can give £10 and get a badge. And certainly there's one where you can get a drawing of my hand, and you can get your name in the credits, both for the video and the audio versions of the podcast. So there's lots of nice extras. Go and have a look at it at kickstarter.com, put RHLSTP and you'll find it. But there's a link in the blurb. And you can also support us and just have fun by coming to see the shows at the Leicester Square Theatre from June the 1st, every Monday. Really, I think some really exciting guests coming up, and I'm really looking forward to this series. I think we're getting better at doing it and having lots of fun with it. So thanks for listening. If you want to help support us, please do. If you don't, carry on listening. These will start appearing from our guests the first week of June, and then we'll put one a week out. And then we're doing more in the autumn as well. So thanks for your time. And thanks to my guest, Phoebe Herring, who is slightly yawning at the moment. Oh, that was a good noise. And it's dribbling. Yeah. She's slightly grumpy, but still not as grumpy as Stuart Lee was on the last one of the series. So good luck with your career, Phoebe, whatever you choose to do, as long as you become a comedian. Okay, I'm not forcing you to become a comedian, but you have to become a comedian and avenge my death, my many deaths. Okay, I'll teach you everything I know about comedy. I'm starting now. Just keep on repeating the thing about Ham Hand until people like it. Okay? And do you know how you could make your cot a bit better? You could put a Shrek in it, couldn't you? Get it? What? You do get it, but you don't find it funny. All right, we'll leave you to it. Thank you for listening. See you in June with more Rahalastapas. Goodbye.